ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
And today, by God's grace, I want to speak to us on what we titled Health and Healing. It's part of our winning faith inheritance. Health belongs to us, healing belongs to us, wholeness belongs to us. I start by reading the will of God for our lives in 3 John 2, which is a very popular scripture that many of us can quote off-head. It's just the desire of God concerning us. So open your Bibles to 3 John. 3 John is a piece of John to us and the church today. It says in 3 John verse 2, it said, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." So he said he prays. That's God's desire for us, that we prosper in all things. So the desire of God is for us to prosper in our walk with him, in our families, in the works of our hands, in our career path. God wants us to prosper in our communities, in our nation. So his desire is that we prosper in all things. In Psalm 1, it says, "Whatsoever he does," that's verse 3, "he shall prosper." So God's desire is for us to prosper in all things. In Psalm 37, verse 25, it talks about the fact that the desire of God, God delights in our prosperity. So we're talking about health and wholeness and healing today. God wants us to be whole. In our world today, we look at things that are happening, anxiety everywhere, worry everywhere, and sometimes these things have affected people's health. So we are generally in the world today, people struggle with depression, people struggle with anxiety, people there are many things which serve as pressure, which has affected people's mental health. But in the midst of this, for the believer in Christ, not just the believer in Christ, even for people in our world, because God causes his rain to fall on everyone, his blessing upon everyone, the people, human beings that he has created in his own image and in his own likeness, the desire of God is that we prosper in all things. Even as our soul prosper. And you know that clause, "even as our soul prosper," largely now say our soul has to be in connection with him. So when someone comes into a loving relationship with the Lord, that takes the stakes higher. God watches over us. He delights in us. As we turn, he said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ," 2 Corinthians 5:17, "he is a new creation." So the new creation, this word is applicable to that person. Whole things are passed away, all things have become new. So God's desire, John praying here, he said to the people in that particular place, to beloved girls, whom I love in truth, he said, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." So God's delight, desire is for us to be whole. He wants us to be whole in our relationship with Him. So healing, it's something that God placed premium upon. Healing does not is not just an idea. It's the desire of God. In Job 36:11, the Bible says, if they obey and serve me, it said they will spend their days in prosperities and their years in pleasure. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, it says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. So God has a land. He has a kingdom. And that kingdom is within us. And one of the things that happens in that kingdom is the prosperity in our health. You know, when we talk about prosperity today, if care is not taken, a lot of people have reduced it to the subject of money, wealth, possession. But prosperity is beyond that. Joy in your heart, that is prosperity. Peace of mind is prosperity. In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, he said, he will keep in perfect peace those whose heart stayed upon him. In Philippians chapter 4, if you read from verse 6, he said, be careful for nothing. He said, but in everything, by prayers and supplication with thanksgiving, he said, let your request be made known unto God. And he said, and the peace of God, that's the prosperity of God, the peace of God that passes all understanding, will keep our hearts and our minds together in Christ Jesus. So, peace of God, peace in our mind, is called shalom. And that state of wholeness, of health and healing, where nothing is missing and nothing is broken. So God's desire, God's willingness to heal is also in His word. We can glean from His word to see how this happened. I mean, God wants us to prosper in all things, even as our soul prosper. You know, if you have peace of mind, if there is peace, no anxiety, no worry, Your body system works perfectly and is not prone to diseases, as compared to someone whose immune system can be affected by reason of anxiety, by reason of worry, by reason of disappointment, by reason of grievous words being spoken, by reason of association, environment, and influence that are negative. Hey, it can wear down someone's immune system, but God's willingness to heal us is in His word. God's word is His will. And so today we read scriptures together to emphasize this life that is in the word of God, this health and wholeness that God has made provision for us. And let's read quickly, series of scriptures as we through this service tonight. First, I want us to read Exodus chapter 15. If you read the word of the Lord, the word is life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. That's what the Bible says. So in Exodus 15 verse 26, This is the mention in the Bible that God's interested in our health, wholeness, and healing. God wants us to prosper in our relationship with Him, in the works of our hands, in our business, in our family. He wants us to prosper in all things, even as our soul prosper. So in Exodus chapter 15, the Bible says, and He said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in His sight, and give ears to His commandment, and keep all His statutes, He said, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptian. God doesn't put sickness, but what He's saying is that is the permissive will contest. You know, the Bible says when people breaks the hedge, serpent has the capacity to bite. But you know, what the Bible is saying is not that saying that God brings sickness, but the permissive In other words, if someone does not abide under the shadow of the wind of the Almighty God, that person is vulnerable to sickness, to diseases, to disappointment, to depression. And so he says here that, but when we heed the word of the Lord, when we live in alignment with God's word, when we lead and live in the light of the truth of God's word, God says he will stand against sickness and diseases, and none of it will come. He said, why? For I am the Lord who heals you. You know, that settles it for us today. I mean, the natural father won't say because a child, because you hear things people are, the mindset that people have wrapped around the subject of sickness, the subject of heal hell. Sometimes people say, oh, maybe God is punishing them with this kind of thing. I don't know any natural father who will see his child and say, oh, today I want to give you migraine headache for disobeying me yesterday, or tomorrow I want to give you cancer for not emptying the dustbin or the waste basket. So no, the men in the natural stance don't do that. So God can say, I am the Lord who heals you, and at the same time put sickness on one. That would be contrary to his nature. God is good, and he does good all the time. Every good and perfect gift comes from him. He's the father of life, and in him there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. God cannot be the author of sickness and at the same time be the healer. So the devil, John 10:10, is the author of sickness. He came to steal. He's the one who steals people's health. He's the one who kills their joy. And he's the one who destroys their physical body. Sometimes when symptoms ravages people's body, I mean, he just destroys literally the cell in the body. And then it results into death. But Jesus said in John 10:10, I have come. You know what life does? Life brings light in the darkness. Life repairs, life rejuvenates, life renews. So the Jesus, even when there is sickness, Jesus heals. He rejuvenates, he makes young again, he renews people's strength. So that's why we believe. So God says, I am the Lord that heals you. God is our personal physician. If you're listening to us today and you have symptoms of sickness in your body, we'll pray at the end of this service, because we believe that God is the one who heals us. Even in the medical parlance, there is that slogan that says, we care, but actually it's God who heals. God and science, they are not in conflict. So sometimes, he has given us wisdom to even create medicine that we do corrective work in people's body. But what I'm saying, that beyond the medicine, God can restore. God can give a brand new eardrum. God can give a brand new cell system, because he created all these things. He put them together. And every reasonable manufacturer also have what you can call replacement parts, if need be. So God is able to do exceedingly abundantly what medical science cannot do, but is not in conflict with medical science. I mean, medicine will speed up the process of healing and will help the body to readjust and just go through that self-renewal. So where we read Proverbs 4 is the next scripture I want us to read. I mean, this scripture, Exodus 15:26, he said, is the Lord that heals us. So Proverbs 4, I mean, they are life enriching scriptures. If you can write them down, please do. What do? You with the word of God, you meditate upon these things. You give yourself wholly unto them, that the evidence of your profiting may appear to all. The second life enriching scripture that confirms that he wants us to prosper in all things, even as our soul prospers, is from Proverbs chapter 4. If we read Proverbs chapter 4 from verse 20, he said, my son, give attention to my word. My son, my daughter, he said, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sin. You know, it's the same thing, Exodus 15:26, that if we would diligently keep the commandment, diligently look at the promises of God, which are yes and amen for us in Christ Jesus, what happened? He said, do not let them depart. It's the same word of expression in Joshua 1:8. He said, do not let them depart from your eyes, but keep them in the midst of your heart. You know, Romans says, for with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. So the heart is critical. That is the center of our life. He said, keep them in the midst of your heart. Verse 21 of Proverbs 4. Said, for they are alive. It can't be dead. They are alive. When we keep God's word, they become life to us. They are alive unto those who find them, and then health to all of their flesh. He said, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. So the word heals, the word restores, the word ensures our health and healing. It ensures our wholeness when we pay attention to it. Let's look at what the word also do. Isaiah 53, we're talking tonight about a winning faith as regards to health, healing, and wholeness. Isaiah 53, it was talking about the sacrifice of Jesus for us. You know, the Bible says all things are ours in Christ Jesus. So salvation is our, and that from that salvation package, we can see health, healing. I mean, we can see a enriching relationship with God. It's a total redemption package that delivers us from the power of sin, sickness, and poverty. Seeing we can have an enriching personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. He says, when anyone is in Christ, is a new creation. I mean, deliver us from poverty. He said, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that even though he was rich, yet for our sake, he became poor. There was a beautiful exchange, so that through his poverty, we may become rich. And then sickness, we're talking about in Isaiah 53. Look at what Jesus did. The same sacrifice that took away our sin, that took away our deliverance from poverty, is the same sacrifice that established our health, healing, and wholeness. In Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5, it says, surely he has borne our griefs. The word grief there means mabi, which means sickness, sorrow. He's carried our sorrow, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. That's the word of the Lord. That's the life enriching life of health, healing, and wholeness that we have. This was prophesied by Isaiah the prophet. But let's look at the fulfillment in Matthew chapter 8. In Matthew chapter 8. So it's God's desire that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. Matthew chapter 8. There is a fulfillment of the prophecy. The fulfillment of the prophecy. God spoke in Exodus 15:26 about him being a personal physician. Isaiah prophesied even as part of the redemptive package that God is still interested in us being whole. And so Jesus came to fulfill that scripture. And so let's read what it says in Matthew 8, verse 17. In Matthew 8, 17, the word of the Lord reads, let's read from 16. It said, when the evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirit with a word, and he healed all who were sick. So demonic oppression suggests manipulation, it suggests captivity, but Jesus came in the fullness. So the same, it's part of the redemption package. Deliverance from sin, deliverance from oppression, deliverance from sickness, and deliverance from poverty. So it says here that those who are demon-possessed, he cast out the spirit with a word and healed all who were sick. that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, we just read it from Isaiah 53. He said, he himself took our infirmities and then he bore our sicknesses. That wasn't the end, because you hear people say, oh, maybe it ceases. Healing ceases with the apostle. But let's even see how it's that same scripture that we read from Isaiah was fulfilled during the life of Jesus. It was also still fulfilled while the disciples were here. And if Hebrews 13:8 is in the Bible, it means Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If he had healed in the past, he's still healing today. If he had forgiven sickness in the time past, he's still forgiving healed sicknesses or forgive sins in the time past, he's still forgiving sin today. So he's still healing today actively, he's still forgiving sin today, and he's still delivering from poverty. That's the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, Galatians 3:13-14. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree, that the blessing, not the curses again, that there was a beautiful exchange. So it's talking about the blessing. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, it says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were killed. It's simply talking about the same stripe that took our sin away is the same stripes that healed our body. So God's word is where we have the life. We have the life. We derive that life from the word of God. And if we look back at that, how do we derive that life? How do we apply it to our life? Proverbs 4:20-23 talks about it. Number one, he said, give God's word undivided attention, your high gate. He said, my son, attend to my words. Attend to my words. Attend to my words. So give God's word. If you want to be whole, if you want to experience healing, if you want to see the word of God come to pass in your life, if you want to enjoy that shalom, that state of wholeness where nothing is missing, nothing is broken, give God's word your undivided attention. And say, secondly, incline your ears to his saying. Hear the word of God. I mean, there are enough trouble around us that wants to push us to keep hearing. Even in the world today, I mean, in the media parlance, it's been agreed that good news doesn't make news. It has to be bad news. Somebody is dead. Somebody is alive. It has to just be something that is sensational, something that can touch attention, and something that can touch people's emotion. And all of us know that bad news touches people's emotion in a very negative way to get them to become vulnerable. But so is the good news. Good news, that's what we proclaim. Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus delivers, Jesus gives victory, Jesus exalts, Jesus expects us to live as light and salt in our world. Those are the good news. So he said, let them not depart from your eyes. Be fully persuaded. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hebrews 13:8. Malachi 4:6 says, I am the Lord and I change not. So you sons of Jacob are not consumed. He said, God's word bring life to us. God's word bring health to us. God's word bring healing to us. In Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 11, he says, so shall my word that has gone out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me. But he said, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so God's love, God's word is above all the things that we can think about. But God watches over his word to perform it. So healing, health, wholeness belongs to us today. And we must take advantage of it.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudratabiola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,